This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That seat is hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Welcome back. Midday show. Are we
hot,
getting a
hot, hot?
We're getting singing Hugh here.
Bring the boom, 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 boom. Ain't that one's go? There's a boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
We will have an update, by the way, on the odds now for the bracket of Hughes, because we're on the Sweet 16 of the bracket of Hughes as well. Plus, a stunning revelation. We found something out about one of the teams. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. We'll get to all that. It is outrageous. We'll get to all that. But right now, joining us, as she will starting every Monday
moving forward.
Is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm good.
We're good.
I hate Canadian bacon. I would just like to get that
okay.
out of the way.
So, all right. What do you think of the difference between Canadian bacon and, like, pork roll?
I think it's the same exact thing. I hate pork roll too. So when I order an Eggs Benedict, if I can get it made with scrapple, by the way, just a tip out there, Eggs Benedict with scrapple is awesome. And if I can't, I get it with nothing. I just get the egg.
He was afraid of scrapple.
Because you know what it is? As Rhea look at it, like,
and he didn't even deny it. He didn't deny it. He just went.
I threw you right under the bus.
It's the name. It's the name. What's it? I was about to ask before Kyle threw me under the bus. What's in scrapple?
You don't want to know.
That's why I don't want to eat it.
Wait a second. Hold on. You eat hot dogs?
Yeah, you do eat hot dogs.
Not really.
But you have.
I mean, I have.
And you cut
them. You break them up.
Does Rhea know about this?
Yes. No, I don't think Rhea.
What do you do? Do you eat them like a child?
Yeah, he won't eat them regular.
Like in a bun?
He'll cut them.
Because they're
fat. But I break them.
Like he won't just eat a hot dog like a normal person.
What's really wrong with you?
Because they're phallic.
At least you admit it now. At least you admit it now.
We got to the bottom of it.
No, Kyle said, I would just repeat what Kyle said.
I would like to say I'm not going to think about that all day, but I'm probably going to think about it all day. And that's unfortunate.
He's afraid of being made fun of by the kids.
You are way too old to eat hot dogs like that.
You'd have to take another sack for that.
Yes. I think five, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hugh Douglas just lost 5 sacks.
Well, he loses the sack.
I don't even know how to respond.
Well, we've been on you for about this for months. Finally, we have someone helping us out here. This is a ridiculous way to operate.
It's just...
Okay,
that's
maybe.
Not normal.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I'm not disputing
I think
that.
For our next try day, we're going to have hot dogs in here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
no,
we can have them, but I'm not about to stick the whole glizzy in my mouth. I'm not about to do that. That's what the kids call them, glizzies.
You don't
they call
have
them
to
glizzies.
Say it like that. You can just eat it like a food.
Like an adult.
No, yeah, I'm not about to do that.
All right. Well, you know what?
How about that D?
You are a lost cause. Lost cause. Rhea, you know who's not a lost cause and shouldn't be is the Phillies. They start on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
High expectations again. Before we get to the topper thing, where are you on the team? Because it's felt like an odd spring to me where I think we've reached a point with this Phillies group where people are almost like, I want to wait and see because we know they should be good, right? Yeah. Barring major injury. But we know Octobers have been disappointed last year. How good do you think this team is?
I think they're a good team. I don't think that they're a great team. And I'm not one of those people who are like, first of all, baseball is my best friend from this moment on because I have it almost every day.
Yep.
That's why I love baseball. So it was funny. You know how we have those little minute sport clips, you know, coming out of breaks? Jody Mack did one this morning. I love Jody Mack. He's like, don't talk, you know, if it's your team's 0-5 after 1 week, that will be me.
Oh, screaming and yelling?
Hugh knows this.
It's going down.
If I'm going to devote 2 to 3 hours to a game, I reserve the right to criticize that game.
Absolutely.
Like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, and everybody's going to do that. You know, it's a lot of people have called in, I'm pretty sure, on your show as well. And they're on the fence. No, you're not.
No.
Not when the season starts.
You're on the fence now.
But when the season starts 2 or 3 games in, if it's not going in the right direction, you're going to have
Let me tell you why you're not on the fence. Your other options are the Flyers and the Sixers.
That's it. And that's what I'm saying. We are in a weird spot right now because we have nothing.
No.
And we're still riding the wave. How much? We milked the hell out the Super Bowl run.
Oh, my God, yes.
For weeks.
And we will continue.
And we will continue.
I still keep watching videos from it. Because it's just fun.
We are in what you call a show hole. We're in a sports hole right now. We're in a sports hole. So we're just waiting for them to start. And when it starts, everybody's going to be in their feelings.
Yeah, I think their pitching is good. I know it's only spring training. Alvarado looks tremendous.
Looks like he did a few years ago.
Yeah, he does. So, I mean, I'd love to actually have a closer. So, I mean, I think they're going to be a really good team.
Where do you come down on what's become clear over the last, like, I would say week or so? Because I kept looking at the lineup every day to try to figure out what was he doing, right?
Yes.
And then I think it was when we were there last week that it was pointed out to us that, you know, if you go back and look, he's put Schwarber top against righties. Yeah. He's put Turner top against lefties. And then it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, maybe he's going to go with two. And then Saturday, he basically told everyone they're going to have two different lineups. What's your take on that?
I hate it. To me, I think it comes down to, and I know, like I've heard all these people, players don't care where they bet. Well, not true, okay? Harper has made that very clear.
And this doesn't just affect, like, to me...
It affects everybody.
Right, if it was just a Turner-Schwarber swap,
yes,
that's different.
It's completely different.
This is the top four is different every day.
Every day. And baseball players, I know Ben has talked about that. You always come in and you look where you are.
Yeah.
You want to kind of be in the same spot. To me, it's like, you're making this decision like the day before it ends. I just think it's odd. But I think the overwhelming problem is Trey Turner.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. I mean, you brought this guy here to be a leadoff. He can't lead off. Kyle's done a tremendous job. I'm one of those people who had to be turned around on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with Kyle being the leadoff. Yeah, Trey Turner shouldn't be playing shortstop. Mm. You know, so it's like we're catering to this guy.
It is.
For all of these things because he can't do what he was brought and paid $300 million to do.
It really does, Hugh, feel like this is about Trey Turner more than anyone else.
I haven't heard it presented that way. Yeah. But when you present it that way, because everybody else has been in a situation where they'll do what's needed for the team.
Yeah.
He's the only one that he didn't say it aggressively, but he's kind of been like, hey, I'm the shortstop.
Yeah.
And I hit where I hit or something like that. So, yeah, I never heard it say that
way. Well, it's just how I feel. Like, I'm going, right now we're going to platoon. I mean, I've never heard of that before at leadoff.
Well, and then my question is Topper ready for the questions every day? Like, let's say Trey goes 3-for-3 on Thursday. Right?
Yeah.
They're going to face a lefty Thursday. He's probably going to lead off. Then on Saturday, if they face a righty, he's not the leadoff hitter after 3-for-3? Because if it's really just lefty-righty, then results don't matter.
No.
And I that would be a lot.
Setting himself up for a lot of mayhem.
This reminds me of something Gabe Kapler would do. Except then they didn't have established stars, right?
No.
It was then it was like, oh, whatever, Cesar Hernandez and who cares?
Gabe was always doing wacky things.
Yes,
we expected it.
We got used to it.
So
when we had Scott on Friday, he mentioned that it's a little bit similar to when he wouldn't name a closer and then it wouldn't matter. But Schwarber's been the leadoff hitter for 2 years. To take him out, to put him back in, it just feels
like a contract year.
For Schwarber.
For Schwarber.
Yes.
So, I mean, don't tell me it's not important to him.
So, what's your guess on this? Do you think this is going to last, or is he going to see how it plays out for a month and pick one?
How many days, how much time did he give Trey Turner at leadoff when he first got here?
2 weeks.
So, no.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I understand the idea of trying to optimize the lineup, but this feels like a lot. Where do you stand on the hot seat for Topper as we enter the season?
Well, I think I hurt my back a couple weeks ago. You guys know that. That's why I missed a couple shows. I had to go to therapy. They gave me this heat wrap that goes around my back. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it keeps me loose and, mm-hmm. you know, stops from getting tight. Has three settings, you know, warm,
mm-hmm.
kind of a little warm, and then super hot. He's on number two.
Okay.
That's where I think he is. When I click that button on, I think of Rob Thompson.
So if he gets a three, out of here, pal.
Yeah, you're out of here. Because they've gone backwards each year.
Yeah.
And John Middleton decided not to spend any more, you know, kind of pull the budget strings in a little bit. because he thinks his team is good enough to win. Paul Hagan had an interesting comment in his article a couple of days ago. He said, the organization has cautiously extended his contract for only 1 year after each of the last two seasons. Just enough so he's not a lame duck. And I didn't even think about that. You know, if they are so sold on him, why has he gotten not gotten a more of a long-term deal?
And a lot of managers have gotten bigger money recently. Dave Roberts.
Three playoffs in a row.
Yeah, Craig Counsell got $8 million. Like they started to pay managers more. You're right. And Topper, it's like, yeah, you're our manager for now.
For now.
For now. Yeah. I'm with you on that. 215-592-9494. Should Topper be on the hot seat to start the season? Let's go to Jack in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Jack. What's up, pal?
And Rhea.
Hello, you. Hey. Oh, Rhea's working with you now?
Yes. Well,
she's visiting. She's visiting.
It's her Monday visit.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Great. But I'm a longtime baseball fan. When I grew up, baseball was king. I've been a Phillies fan since 1949. And my leadoff hitter was Richie Ashburn starting out. I like a guy like that, a Dave Cash, a Murray Wills, a Ricky Henderson. Now, Schwarber did a great job, but I would just like to say, maybe one third of the season, put Trey as the leadoff man. He was a great leadoff hitter in Washington. The guy was a great player in Washington. When he was when he was the number one free agent, and we got him, man, I was glad. But Topper, he's just a hardhead, and the guy I think we got to try it. But also, as far as Topper goes, I think he should have been gone already because he kills the bullpen. He's too much Joe Girardi in him for me. He warms them guys up, brings them in, brings them in if there's two outs, will bring a guy in, get one out, put a new pitcher in the next inning. I'm just not a Topper fan.
I could tell, Jack. So Liz, when you were going through the leadoff hitters you're talking about, in theory, Trey Turner should be like those guys. Yeah. I mean, he got paid like that, right? Like you think about the Ricky Hendersons. I mean, he's probably the best leadoff hitter ever. The problem is, Jack, since he got here, he doesn't play like that.
Not that guy anymore.
Unfortunately, he hasn't been that guy.
I know, but I don't know what's wrong with this team. It seems like one guy goes cold, two guys go cold, they all go cold.
Yeah, and unfortunately it happens in October,
I know. We go from World Series, losing two games at home to get into the World Series, and then last year we get kicked out early too. I don't think this team is a shoo-in for the playoffs this year myself.
You know,
I think they're going to struggle.
Jack, that's an interesting thought. I think a lot of people assume they're a playoff team. The NL did get better. I do think they'll make it. Like I'm going to predict them to make the playoffs, but I wouldn't say it's a stone cold lock. If they fell down to I think the Diamondbacks missed it at 88 wins last year. Like you need to have 90 wins to make the playoffs. So if they struggle out the gate, Jack,
in this division too.
Yeah, the division got better. I mean, the Braves will be better because they have Strider back and Acuña back, and the Mets got Soto. Yeah, they'll be healthier. Jack, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, a fictional coach.
I'm going with the Hoosiers guy, Norman Lear.
Oh, it's a good guess. A very good guess. Hugh, this segment is sponsored by?
It's sponsored by the Mattress Warehouse. Well, this is Rhea's visit. It's sponsored by the Mattress Warehouse.
This segment with Rhea, sponsored by.
With exclusive BetMac technology.
So you say.
Yes. For a perfect night's sleep. And the MBWG. I was doing so well.
You got malleable. And then you struggle with BetMadge.
No, Rhea. When you looked up.
I was sitting in my newsroom and I heard you say that. And I turned around and I go, did you just
say
malleable?
Wait a minute. Did he just pull that off?
You know what it reminded me of? So it was only like 10:30 when that happened, right?
Yeah.
You know, like the NCAA tournament's going on, and every time the tournament starts, I'll have like the first like six games I'll get right, and I'll think I'm going to have a perfect bracket.
Oh, yeah.
It was only 10:30, and you were patting yourself on the back. That's a lot of time left to put your words.
Too much time. Yeah.
Way too much time. All right, 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe, Kyle, Rhea, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Terrence.
Going on,
what's
man?
Up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm saying Topper's on the hot seat. He's definitely on the hot seat. My thing is this. So on analytics, this year, man, I said it before, this is the make-or-break season for the Philadelphia Phillies. And my thing is, I feel like Turner's stealing money. It's kind of reminiscent to the Tobias Harris contract, Ben Simmons. However you want to put it, he's stealing money. He never lived up.
Why you got to bring that up?
Why you got to bring up Tobias Harris
going to the playoffs?
Ain't he playing better than Paul George, bro?
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm just
playing better than Paul George is not a high bar.
He's playing. That's the difference.
This is true.
And this is the thing for me, man. When they asked this guy, have you looked at film on how he batted last season? And he said no. Like, what are we talking about, Tanner? You're not watching the film on how to better your swing, how to better your at-bat. Like, that's a problem to me. And I feel like this year, you got to make some sacrifices. I don't care who it is, if it's Harper and the rest of these guys. Like the last caller said, it's something to say you guys are veterans in the Major League Baseball. You can't adjust how to get a hit. You can't adjust how to get on base. You can't adjust how to play small ball. Because the fact of the matter is, the Braves ain't going nowhere. The Dodgers got better. And guess what? You let Soto go to the Yankees, so the Mets.
Yep.
The Mets are going to be so much better. It's going to be harder for the Phillies. It's going to be so much harder. And to me, this is the last straw that you guys have. So, to me, you got all these stars on the team. And at the trade deadline, the last 3 years, it did nothing because they bet on the team. They said the team didn't need nobody to add to the team. We pretty much kept the same team the last 3 years at the trade deadline. It made no major moves. And I feel like that's biting us in the butt time after time again. So the last 3 years, as the team hasn't accomplished the mission, what's going to make you think this year they're going to do it? And the last 3 years, they haven't did it.
It's more hope. I mean, it's hope, and it's belief that there's a championship in them, and they haven't got it done yet. That's what you got to hang your hat on.
Yeah, and then I look at it like this, Terrence. Did you think that after the season the Eagles had that they were going to win the Super Bowl the next year?
No, none of us did. That's what I'm saying.
So it's deep down, I mean, as a fan, that's what you do.
Yeah. Here's where it's a great comparison you made with the Eagles.
But they went there, though, you know?
And back to the conversation, Terrence, we'll let you guess in a second. To hit the point you're making, Rhea, I mean, Sirianni came into last season on the hot seat.
And he overcame
it, and they won the Super Bowl. And Topper could
cut
do the same thing.
Cut his hair off. Had a Britney Spears.
Well, you know what? Topper's got some nice hair, though. He's not going to cut that off.
But here's what all of a sudden the light bulb went on. The Eagles' defense got better because they had two rookies in there, right?
Yes.
I mean, and obviously all the other plays, but I'm saying Quinion Mitchell and Cooper Jean were huge difference makers. Justin Crawford, Adam Miller.
And Andrew Painter.
Yeah.
And Andrew Painter.
I call that reinforcements that could be coming up from within. Yeah, I think that they're counting on those young guys. Oh. I really do that influx of young talent. I think they're really counting
and
on
attitude
that.
And, yep. That.
Something different.
And if it's
that's
up to
it
us
is,
on WIP,
different.
We're going to beat that drum
I've
early.
I've been saying Crawford for a while now.
Well, Crawford started at AAA.
That's an aggressive move.
Yes,
for them.
It is. Terrence, what's your guess here? Fictional sports coach.
One more thing I want to say to you. I feel like the difference between the Phillies and the Eagles was, with the Phillies, we saw the same collapse at the offense with the bats. And I feel like with the Eagles, it wasn't pretty much the same thing, like their offense stalling out. And with the Phillies, I feel like their offense just stalled out time after time again.
It was similar,
like
yeah.
I get that. I get that, yeah.
And I want to go for a guess, man. I'm going to say Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, not it, but a good guess.
Somebody else said Ted Lasso.
We got some good guesses so far for this fictional sports coach.
I didn't watch Ted Lasso.
It's fun.
I tried to watch it.
What happened?
But I just
you couldn't get into it?
For someone who's been around coaches his whole life, it was just funny.
Yeah.
It was just so bizarre.
I got to the episode where I guess the lady.
Yeah.
I got to that point when she became more of a prominent character, but then I stopped watching.
Rhea, what did you make of Bryce Harper's comments last week to Scott Lauber? So it was a Q&A, yep. And there was a lot of things in there. But he was asked the question, like, how do you reconcile that you've won more games every regular season, but you guys are going less far in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a long answer, but part of his answer about the last two playoff years, and I'm going to read word for word, it's a quote. I think Arizona outpitched us, outplayed us, outcoached us, everything those last couple games. And then obviously the Mets last year, same thing. They outcoached us, outplayed us, outperformed us. Now, he could have just been going through a Rolodex of like cliches.
You said he'd keep mentioning the coaching.
Twice.
Yeah.
Because I
still go back. The Arizona one is the one that sticks in my craw.
It was the worst one.
It was the worst one because you had a lead. You were at home.
Yes.
Okay.
And you had Nolan Wheeler.
And you had Nolan. And I didn't. And wasn't that the one where he took Wheeler out?
So Wheeler he took out last year. I think in 2023 it was Wheeler and Suarez, but he had Nola and Suarez. He brought Wheeler out of the bullpen in Game 7.
Okay, so I didn't like his managing there. And you look at what the Mets did against the Dodgers. Like after the Dodgers wouldn't do with the Mets.
Right.
They wouldn't free swing. And who was their MVP? I keep forgetting. Super Bowl MVP was the guy they picked up at the trade deadline?
Oh, the Mets.
No, the Dodgers.
It was Tommy Edman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just think it was interesting that Bryce mentioned outcoached. I wonder if the team has lost some confidence.
Well, you have to wonder if you keep mentioning that. And, you know, and Bryce Harper was fine in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He had one epically bad moment.
Yep.
But it was pretty bad.
Well, it was, yeah. But and around him, they've struggled a lot.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Turner and it just was, it was bad.
Well, I think if they don't go, you know, do it this year, that Topper will be gone.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think what you mentioned there with
the contract,
the 1 year deals, it says something. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Rhea, I need you to stay on the midday show, please, 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 please.
Okay. Well, that would be a long day.
It would. Yeah, that's a lot of work for Rhea.
Well, you can leave the morning. I'm okay with that. So.
David, what do you got on the Phils?
Joe, I am so frustrated with this team and what they did in the offseason. I don't get emotional, and yet here I am. I'm like trying to keep my blood pressure down right now just talking to you and talking about the Phils. They've done nothing. I don't recall Trey Turner being such a poor player. I mean, when he was in Washington, I couldn't stand him because he was so good.
Yep.
And when he came here, I'm like, oh my God, we got Trey Turner. You know, we're going to win two World Series. And every year they're getting worse. You know, and every year they're like, well, we paid our players. We have our team. And are they a good team? Yes. Do I watch them every day? Yes. Even when we're out of town, I stream it. I watch it on a little iPhone 8. And you know what? I can't stop watching it. But this year, when number 99 is on that mound, I am going to probably throw something through my TV.
Oh, well, get ready, because Taiwan's going to be in the rotation to start the year.
He'll be playing today, in case you were wondering.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Did you say iPhone 8, David? You got to get an upgrade.
Hey, David, next time, you could acknowledge that I'm here. I heard you say something real, but, I mean, just out of common courtesy.
I think he said you.
I ain't hear it. I ain't hear it.
I think he did say
he did.
Hello.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
He did.
Just making sure.
Yeah, iPhone 8, yeah. It's an old phone. And yet, I watch him on this tiny little screen. And, you know, like you said, because that's how loyal a fan I am. We've only bought one game this year so far. And, you know, usually we have about 20 by now. And I'm not doing it. I'm not, you know, wasting the thousands of dollars that we to go down and just be let down again. So,
well, you're not the only one I've heard that. A lot of our callers have said they're going to less games or they're not as into buying.
They say that now.
Till Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. In the game. They win.
Get off to a 10-1 start.
And then everyone will be back in. David, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues, a fictional coach?
Well, first off, Hughes, I'd like to commend you, Hugh. You've done a much better job with these clues. You know,
he's trying to butter him up here.
Well, it rolls out all the real coaches. So, you know, because ordinarily, who would just say a coach? You know,
to be honest, Dave, I did start it that way, but then I thought about it.
That might be too broad. Yeah,
that would have been typical. But it is still a crappy clue, I'm going with Chip Kelly because he was a fictional coach for the Eagles.
Unfortunately, we had to live it in real life, David. Yeah, it's a fun guess, but that's not it. No, it's not Chip Kelly.
Do you know, you go back to what stuff about Chip Kelly that didn't like Brandon Graham, wanted to trade him?
Yeah. Wild.
Nah.
2014. Just think if he did.
The trade, they were going to trade for Deion Jordan, who barely could play in the NFL.
And what's his name? LeSean McCoy said on his podcast that Jeff Lurie had to step in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like enough.
I mean, he destroyed the team as it is, he almost got rid of Brandon Graham, too. So they play Chip this year. I'm not sure if do the Raiders come here or do we go to Las Vegas?
I think they do come here.
So it'll be his first time.
Because I thought
back.
Somebody said about the reception he'll get. I think they do play here.
I think you're right. I think the Raiders
is he,
are
OC?
OC in Las Vegas with Pete Carroll.
He just left Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he there?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, they did win the title. Yeah. He's better suited for that assistant kind of role.
But he was a little different.
A lot different.
He was a little different.
I think it'd be fun, the reaction when he walks out of the tunnel. It's been a long time coming.
Oh, no, they're going to let him have it.
Of course they are.
They're going to give him the business.
As they should. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. On the other side, we'll get into this, the Eagles as well, with a player on the Eagles that we talked a lot about a few weeks ago. Nothing has happened, and now we're wondering what's the latest. We'll hear from what Elliott said recently about Dallas Goedert. Your phone calls on the Phillies. When it comes to Topper, should he be on the hot seat to start the season? Plus, a second clue for Hughes Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Rhea, fun as always.
Always love
it. We'll talk to you next week for the home opener.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about that.
Enjoy baseball. We'll talk to Rhea next week. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is March and the weather is changing. We see it's rainy out there today. It was beautiful on Saturday. It's a really critical time to check the status of your home's windows. If they're cracked, leaking, or won't stay open, it is time to call Window Nation. I've called them numerous times over a decade I've worked with them. They've done numerous projects at my house. So if you're tired of frigid giraffes coming through your windows, or if you're frustrated by the higher energy bills that happen as a result of that, it is time to call Window Nation. Right now, get two windows free for every two you buy. Plus, with zero down and no payments or interest for 2 years, you can get new windows installed in one day and not pay anything till 2027. So you get to keep all of that extra money right in your pocket. And Window Nation windows, they're guaranteed for life. So Harry's sale ends March 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to take advantage of the buy two, get two free, pay nothing till 2027. Schedule your fast free estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.